step to the bunk.
Yeah,
this is what I see. Huh? All the hungry cattle are staring at me. I got passion for my plants, and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it, show it, show it.
I'm farming and I grow it.
After a couple weeks on the road, we were a super light block for the Festus Trowel. Last week, we were at Sanders Ford for Veterans Day. We are now back in studio, joined talking agriculture with Julie Murphy of the Arizona Farm Bureau. Wheat in particular is a topic today, and well, one family that has been growing wheat in Arizona for a long time is the Sossamans. And in your recent interview with them, they talked about some of the integration and innovations that they've been doing dating back to the 70s.
Right. Yes.
Talk us through some of those.
Well, one of them that he profiled, and I can even identify with it because my parents did it on their farm, is what they call land or laser leveling. And it's actually a technology introduced in the 70s and 80s to improve our irrigation. Believe it or not, if you laser level your field, and they literally use lasers, they had these boxes on the top of the tractors and a, you know, this other little piece of technology, don't ask me what it is, at the end of the field so that they could laser smoothen the smoothness of a tabletop so that when they apply water, it would soak it immediately up because there's no even uneven layers or level to it. And literally, they could reduce their water application per acre foot anywhere from another foot to 2 feet. My farmers would be able to identify just how much they save. But that technology was revolutionary. Here in the desert, we know we have to apply water for anything to grow, but we also want to be really judicious in our application. So that's one of the reasons that technology was so huge at the time. And then we've done a lot of no-till and low-till. That was one of the big things that the Sossamans have done and so many of our other farmers here. And the idea behind that is you're trying to keep more organic matter in the soil, on top of the soil, and also the fewer passes that you go through in the field when you do low-till and no-till. That means you reduce all of those costs. Every time a tractor goes through the field, you're using energy, you're using gas or diesel for the tractor and stuff like that. So those are technologies that had very important application to our farmers and continue to do so today. And we continue to look for the next best thing and next best way to do things, even using drones. I'm convinced that our farmers today, so they're going to grow some ancient grains because we know that there's a local interest with our Arizona families here. But they'll probably use drones to kind of check and assess their yield. So here you maybe have an ancient crop in the field, but you're going to use drones overhead to assess yields and other things. I think that the marriage of the ancient and the new is very important.
I remember sitting in a Farm Bureau meeting sometime back when drones were just coming on the market, and they were talking applications, and a rancher said, well, tell you what, that'd save me a lot of time in the saddle if I could just get a drone and I can send it over here, and then I know I've got cows over there, and
yes,
I'll go ride there. Well, you just spend a couple hours droning in the morning and kind of get your horse route out for the day to go move your cattle where you need it. So I thought, huh.
And I have heard some of our ranchers, I'll check out who they are, Romy. I think some of them are already doing that. And on the laser leveling, Jonathan Dinsmore, one of my Yuma farmers that's joined us here on Facebook Live, said laser is on a tripod and the receiver is on the mast of the scraper. So now we've got the technical exactness of the laser leveling thanks to Jonathan Dinsmore, Yuma farmer.
We tried to laser level in Louisiana on the rice farm the last year I was in Louisiana. And the problem there, it has to be dry.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's not a lot of dry time in Louisiana.
Right.
And so most of the farmers do water leveling.
Okay.
And so because your window to laser level to get the soil dry enough to do it is...
It just doesn't work.
It takes a whole year to get a crop laser leveled. It's very fascinating. And what is Kevin Rogers up to now? Is he still the president?
He is.
Okay. I know he kind of went and ran for
the national
president.
Yes. And he's got one more year, and then he terms out. But if he's not doing his leadership activities, he's farming. Their family does cotton, wheat, and alfalfa. Also, they do a lot of hay for one of the local dairies here. I know that's one of the things they do. But, you know, farmers know, talk about multitasking. Our farmers, especially in leadership roles, they figure out how to do it all.
Well, I know his kids are big in 4-H and they're show pigs. But Kevin said one of the most interesting things about farming and agriculture and sustainability in Arizona. because of our lack of water, we had to engineer to have water. Right. And that makes us so much more resistant to having to worry about drought and weather. And because nobody ever came to Arizona and said, oh, I could drive farm here. We had to find a way to channel the water. And that has made us much more resilient.
You are absolutely correct. I have been told by my water experts that we actually have a healthier infrastructure with our water in terms of storage and stuff than even California. And, you know, they were a state that should have and needed to be worrying about that, too. And then we have more water storage for severe droughts. And basically, Arizona's been in a drought for 12 to 15 years than Atlanta, Georgia, that has... They maybe have 3 days supply of water, but if they have a severe drought, they're going to be in worse condition than we are. So we actually have built, and I give full credit to our farmers and ranchers, because they literally put their land up as collateral in order for us to be able to build the Roosevelt Dam. So a lot of what you and I enjoy as everyday Arizonans got instituted because of the commitments that our farmers and ranchers made so many years ago.
You can get to Julie's Facebook live feed if you go to Rosie. Go to Facebook, go to RosieOnTheHouse.com. Our last post, you'll see Julie Murphy's live feed. You can click on that and watch us live in studio. And you've got a lot of great feedback that people are providing on that stream about the farming, the content. You've got your, obviously, rallied your farmers this morning to be tuned in and provide information in real time. So we thank you for bringing that resource right here into studio with Rosie on the House. For anybody listening... We're talking a lot of big agriculture and planting and harvesting. Where do I find how to consume these?
Good question. And especially with the ancient grains, because we know we have a lot in the local markets, our Arizona families that want to try it out. You can go to Hayden's Flour Mill, and they're actually on, help me if I'm incorrect, my farmers here. I think it's on Sossaman and Power Road. It's actually on the Sossaman farm. They've got a little retail shop there. And you can buy some of those ancient grains. You can also buy them by ages.
And we'll a little bit about Hayden's Flour Mill when we come back. In the meantime, where we were with that was fieldplate.org.
You're right. Got my farmer first, though. The world be out of control. The hours I work there is cool. Gotta feed the mouths of hungry people. Got it.